Now stop to imagine what Jack the Ripper would have done after brutally savaging Mary Jane Kelly's body beyond all recognition. He would have walked out of her room, headed down Dorset Street and onto the road we are standing on right here. And what would he have seen? Nearly exactly what you are seeing right now. Firstly, St. Christ Church, Spitalfields. The current version of the church was designed by Hawksmoor in the 1720s, and the clock on top of the building was how the people of Whitechapel kept track of the time. Secondly, Spitalfields Market. There's been a market here on this site since the 1600s, originally selling fish, flesh and fowl, and fruit and veg. This version of the market you see today is the same that Jack the Ripper would have seen, as this building was opened by Queen Victoria in 1987, a year before the murders began. And the Ten Bells Pub, an integral part of the Jack the Ripper case. All five of his victims were known drinkers at the Ten Bells. In fact, Mary Jane Kelly was drinking at the pub the night she met her unfortunate end right across the street. It is the belief of investigators both at the time and now that whoever Jack the Ripper was, it's incredibly likely he was a regular at the Ten Bells. Now cross the street to Christ Church and stand nearby, surveying the buildings here and the unchanged streets surrounding you as we pause to consider who Jack the Ripper may have been.